The Forest County Potawatomi want to become the first tribe in the Midwest to have a Class 1 air designation for their reservation. Class 1 is usually reserved for wilderness areas. Under terms of its 1999 deal with Wisconsin, the tribe could try to block or regulate major new sources of air pollutants within a 10-mile radius of tribal land in Forest County, which is in far northeastern Wisconsin. Typically, Class 1 status allows control over a 62-mile radius. And because Michigan refused to cut a deal, a federal air redesignation could allow the Potawatomi to have some power over major new air emission sources in a part of the Upper Peninsula. Michigan now has a less conservative governor, but Michigan Air Quality Chief Vincent Helwig still says the Class 1 proposal should not reach into his state.
Well, we feel it's set an inappropriate precedent in that it's an interstate issue. It's going well beyond the boundaries of the reservation. It would put requirements on, if there were any industry or anyone that required an air permit in Michigan, to go through an out-of-state entity.
Helwig says Michigan is offering to meet again with the EPA and the Forest County Potawatomi. The EPA's top air official in the Midwest is Steve Rothblatt. He says the EPA is aiming for consensus, even if it takes a while longer.
You know, one could always ask that EPA moves faster on something, and I don't think we have an absolute legal time frame that we have to act in so many days or anything on this. So we've taken a position of really trying to work with the parties to seek agreement.
But Potawatomi officials are getting increasingly frustrated with the delay. John Clancy is a Milwaukee lawyer who represents the tribe.
It's been a very long period of time. I think, as indicated, we reached agreement, the tribe reached agreement with the state back in the very beginning of 1999, and it's now 2003.
Tribal officials say there's increasing evidence that air pollution from major sources falls into everything from medicinal plants to lakes and rivers. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.